gentlemen, welcome to America's Auto Enthusiast Program. This is Auto World. And now, here's your host, Bob Long.
Yes, indeed. Welcome into another hour of Auto World, and a very good hour, if I do say so myself. We're going to be joined by the CEO and founder of TotalCarScore.com. It's the most comprehensive automotive rating and comparison website, and recently they just announced their first annual top scoring car awards, and we're going to be talking to the, as I said, the founder and CEO who is standing by. Also, a little later on in this hour, we're going to play a couple of interviews that I recorded recently with some various auto executives. So we'll keep you in suspense on that. Meanwhile, we'll remind you of our call-in number from all across North America. It's 855-660-4261, 855-660-4261. The email, Bob at Bob Long Radio, Bob at BobLongRadio.com. And the trivia question, what paced the Indy 500 for 2012? This is not the first time that this particular vehicle has paced the Indy 500. It has done so many, many times in its past. But what was the pace car for the Indy 500 for 2012? Right now, let's go out to California, where standing by is a veteran auto journalist and the founder and CEO of Total Car Score, Carl Brower. Carl, how you doing?
I'm doing great. How about you, Bob?
I'm doing fine. Thank you so much. For those of our listeners who may not be familiar with Total Car Score, you kicked this off, I believe it was a little after the Detroit Auto Show this year, and you really have created something quite unique in the industry. Tell us all about it.
Thanks, Bob. Well, yeah, it's what I like to think of as an industry assessment that people can use to get a sense of how good or bad a vehicle is, or how well regarded it is, maybe, is a better way to say it, by the entire industry in one shot. This is a similar concept that people might be familiar with in other areas. Rotten Tomatoes has been doing it for movies for years. They take all the movie reviews and combine them into a single score so that you can kind of get the aggregate opinion of the critics as to what they think of that movie. GameRankings.com is a gaming site, does the same thing with electronic games. But no one had done it for cars yet, and it just seemed to make a lot of sense that rather than jump to a lot of different sites and try to figure out what each of them thinks of the car, I would bring all those scores separately together so you can see them laid out in front of you, what each site gives the car, as well as an average when you average those all together. And the other thing I did, of course, was I put in the links back to those sites, as well as links to non-scoring sites that still have great information, maybe road tests or comparison tests where they don't have a score, but they have a link that I have a link to just the text and the road test that they've got too. So it's really just kind of a centralized location for all this online information.
Carl, what gave you the idea to do this top scoring car awards covering all major vehicle categories for model year 2012? Did you plan to do this right at the start, or is this something that you've focused on in more recent times?
Well, we had a sense that once you had all this industry assessment brought into a single Total Car Score, that then you would be able to see the list in each major vehicle segment as to which cars score the best. And it just made sense at some point we decided that we would have an award and you'd be able to see here are the cars that the industry as a group says are the best for each of these major vehicle categories. And again, I think it's pretty telling because any given publication might like or not like a car, but when you have all the scores in combined into a single one and the cars that are at the top of that list are being liked or being properly awarded high scores by everyone or all the major authorities, that's very telling. That's a very powerful statement that the industry as a whole likes these cars the best from these categories.
Carl, let's talk about the top scoring car awards for 2012. When we look at the automakers on the list, Ford must be quite happy because they earn the most total car score awards with a top scoring vehicle in 5 of the 20 categories, and Honda was closely behind with 4.
Yeah, and it was interesting. I think maybe both of these companies might surprise people. Ford, of course, like a lot of the domestics, has really struggled maybe in the last 5 years. But anyone who's been following the industry knows they've really turned things around. All the domestics have really turned things around in the last couple of years. And Ford has been really almost at the cutting edge or leading edge of that turnaround. So some people might not be surprised at all. But, you know, you got cars like the F-150 and the Mustang, which have been embraced for years as being excellent vehicles in each of their respective categories. But the new Ford Focus is fabulous. So, of course, it gets a very good score. I think a lot of people who are aware of the Ford Flex and have really experienced it know how well-regarded it is. And then, of course, even the Taurus SHO as a performance variant of the Taurus, we have a category that takes into account these variants, and the other car that won in that category was the Golf R. But it's kind of these in-house tuner cars. And the Taurus SHO gets a very high score from across the industry.
That's great. Honda, as I said, followed closely with four. Cadillac, Mercedes, Toyota, and Volkswagen had three winners each. But you also gave some credit here to the top three overall scoring vehicles. Tell us a little bit about the methodology in which you use to come up with these total scores.
Well, since there were categories, we had 20 of them, and the cars that were at the top got the awards. But if you take away the category kind of delineation and you just look at the best scoring cars from the 2012 model year, the Lexus LS, you know, is the top scoring one. Mm-hmm. The hybrid and the non-hybrid version are essentially the same score right next to each other at about 89. Then the next one down is the Hyundai Sonata, which is a very impressive, but actually not that surprising to people who know the car. It really is a fabulous midsize sedan, and it goes up against a lot of good vehicles in that category. But again, the industry is what is creating these scores, and across the industry, the car is very well liked. And then the third highest scoring car for all of 2012, regardless of category, was the Infiniti M, which again, I don't know how many people are aware of that car or give that car its due. But it's very universally liked, and it's very universally approved of, and gets high ratings from everyone else, everyone across the industry.
And certainly the current generation really kind of reinvented that vehicle on a variety of fronts. It certainly is the most stylistic of the M's so far, and definitely is worthy of its honor. Let's take a look at some of the individual categories. The top score in 2012 economy car went to overall the 2012 Honda Fit with a total car score of 81.58, followed by the Kia Soul with a total car score of 81.27. The Kia Soul is a vehicle I've always been fond of. It's a vehicle with a lot of personality, and certainly when you look at its price point and its versatility, it's a good value for the money.
Oh, absolutely. And they upgraded it a little bit with some of the suspension and some of the interior and engine elements for 2012 just to make it that much better and more appealing. But you're right. It's already for years been a good value. A lot of car for the money. Very versatile with that kind of, you know, boxed shape that has a lot of space in it. And just a good car.
In the area of top scoring 2012 compact sedan and wagon, the winners are the 2012 Volkswagen Golf with a total car score of 83.29, followed closely by the Ford Focus total car score of 82.38. And, of course, both of those vehicles are outstanding, but you really got to hats off to Ford. I mean, this new Focus is, as they say in parts of the country, a country mile from the previous generation.
Exactly. It really took a leap forward, and it was needed. It was overdue. A lot of people had been waiting impatiently for the better version of the Focus they knew was out there in other markets. But credit to Ford, when you arrive late to the party, you better at least be the best dressed, and this is a great car.
Yeah, very good-looking vehicle. Top scoring 2012 midsize sedan or wagon. The nods go to the Hyundai Sonata with a total car score of 87.77 and the Toyota Camry Hybrid total car score of 86.31. When we come back on the other side, we're going to talk sedans, wagons, sport coupes, convertibles, minivans, and more. This is Auto World.
10 miles east of the highway, hot sparks burning the night away. Two lips touching together.
Hear that? That's the sound of somebody buying the car of their dreams. Oh, and that's the sound of it making its way off the auction block and straight onto the loading liftgate of a Reliable Carrier's trailer. Now we see the reliable driver taking over. He's slipping a plastic cover over the seat, putting paper floor mats on the floor. Now he's loading it onto this 53-foot trailer. You know, the contents of this trailer are covered by a $5 million insurance policy and tracked by a GPS satellite at all times. Now, he appears to be ratcheting it firmly into place, checking it over, closing the doors. This kind of care is why Reliable Carriers is America's largest fleet of specialty vehicle carriers. He's in the tractor, ready to deliver this vehicle to its new home. And he's looking at me, wondering why I'm standing in the way of his big orange truck. Visit ReliableCarriers.com to learn more and request a quote. This is Reliable Carriers. Vehicles taken seriously.
Making the right decisions is a challenge to investors. Are we going to see economic growth, slide into a recession, or at worst, depression? Hi, Ted Anderson from Midas Resources. We all know when a company acts irresponsibly, divesting ourselves in a move towards safety is prudent. When the market becomes volatile, U.S. treasuries are a safe haven. But what do you do when the U.S. government overextends itself and spends beyond its means? Many investors are turning toward gold as a common sense alternative to traditional paper investments. Midas Resources has put together a powerful book titled 10 Reasons to Own Gold, discussing costs, benefits, risks, featuring full color illustrations, weights, and measures. The book is free and can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. Paper investments are dwarfed by gold's 6,000-year history. Discover how gold may be right for you and your IRA by calling 800-686-2237. Whether buying or it's time for you to sell, the book is free. Call 800-686-2237.
Attention, mindless criminals, thugs, and thieves. Go ahead, break a leg. American homeowners are fed up with your door kick-ins and forced entries. We now dare you to try your boot against any door reinforced with the Door Sentinel. The Door Sentinel pack includes a steel door jam plate with 3.5-inch screws, a lock shield, and hinge shields. The Door Sentinel installs in minutes, securing any front, side, or back doors, even French doors. Criminals, be forewarned, your leg will break before the Door Sentinel will budge. Even if you have an alarm system, back it up with the Door Sentinel. Basic products starting under $20. Order your Door Sentinel today for your home, garage, or any building you own or rent at MySafeDoor.com. That's MySafeDoor.com or call 678-648-6757. That's 678-648-6757. Get your peace of mind back with Door Sentinel. The Door Sentinel. Always on guard.
I have bought a few bottles of Heart and Body Extract and have to say that it certainly does work.
That's what Jack from Michigan had to say after his experience with heart pain and what he did to treat it with Heart and Body Extract.
I actually had a huge heart flutter. I was also having some edema around my ankles and very worrisome clot in my right leg that would happen from time to time while I was trying to sleep.
Heart and Body Extract is all natural with no negative side effects. It will help repair or correct past problems associated with the heart and body circulation.
After my second bottle of Heart and Body Extract, all problems are now gone.
Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
I ordered a third bottle of Heart and Body Extract for maintenance as I want to keep everything working.
Order Heart and Body Extract at 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract for a long and healthy life.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
Hey, it's Billy F. Gibbons from ZZ Top, and you're listening right here to Auto World.
He's our very special guest, founder and CEO of TotalCarScore.com. We want to salute all our great advertisers here on the broadcast, especially Reliable Carriers. Whether you're moving from one end of the country to the other, or you're buying a car at auction or selling a car at auction, you can't go wrong than using the services of Reliable Carriers And you can check out their website, reliable-carriers.com. Also want to salute the folks at Wash Drops, Wash and Shine Formula. Only one bucket of water, no hose. That's right. You don't have to hose your car off. No rinse. It's a very unique, very, very eco-friendly product. Washdrops.com and 21st Century Auto Insurance. This is a cool new company that I just found out about within the last few months. Same great coverage for less. Log on to www.21st.com. We'll go back to Carl Brower and talk more about the Total Car Awards, the Total Car Score Awards. And we left off, Carl, in the area of large vehicles, large sedans and wagons, and the winners here for 2012 include a Buick vehicle, the Buick LaCrosse, as well as the Lucerne E-Assist Hybrid with a total car score of 85.01, and the 2012 Avalon from Toyota with a total car score of 83.82. Buick is surprising a lot of people with some striking designs, and certainly the next generation here, just introduced of the Toyota Avalon, is definitely a looker. And if it continues on the path that its previous generation has established here with your awards, they're gonna have a winner there at Toyota.
Yeah, both these cars are impressive. The Toyota Avalon's been impressive for years, as you know, and then the Buick is a much more recent kind of arrival on this scene in terms of having a real top-scoring vehicle, but they do, and that e-assist technology in the LaCrosse, it's fabulous because you don't even know it's there, really. It doesn't add much to the cost or weight or compromise to the vehicle in terms of space necessarily, and yet it gets 29 mpg mixed out of that large luxury sedan, and most cars in that category get 7 or 8 less in mixed mileage. So it's really great technology that I think we're going to see across the entire GM line soon.
In the realm of sport coupes and convertibles, the top scoring 2012 vehicles include the Ford Mustang for 2012, total car score of 80.96, and the Mini Cooper for 2012, total car score of 79.02. And talk about two very customizable vehicles, two vehicles that you can get in many different flavors and with lots of cool goodies.
Yeah, and I think that both Ford and Mini have realized the value to that. You know, today's younger generation, they don't want a car that just has all the basics covered. They want something they can personalize, and I think that you can do that to a great extent, as you said, Bob, with both of these.
The 2012 minivan winner, the top-scoring one from True Car, is the 2012 Honda Odyssey, and the total car score is 83.96. Honda continues to do extremely well in the minivan marketplace, and really, again, the folks at the Chrysler Group continue to turn out some very good minivans, but it seems like the go-to minivan these days is indeed this Honda Odyssey.
It's really kind of set that market's benchmark since 99 when it first came out with the sliding doors, and it's been hard to keep up with ever since.
In the realm of compact sport utility vehicles or crossovers, the 2012 Honda CR-V gets a total car score of 83.41, and the 2012 Subaru Forester a total car score of 81.59. Two very well-executed vehicles.
Yeah, and two more that can serve a wide range of buyers and a wide range of conditions, from functionality to inclement weather driving and security, even a little off-roading capability. Really great cars, especially for the money.
When we moved up to the midsize SUV, a crossover category, the winners are the 2012 Volkswagen Touareg, total car score of 81.91, and the Kia Sorento, total car score of 81.78. Again, both excellent vehicles. The Kia is certainly a great value for the money.
Yeah, kind of two more recent arrivals on the scene, relatively, and both of them doing extremely well in that category.
In the large SUV or crossover category, the 2012 Traverse from Chevrolet, total car score of 84.87, and the Ford Flex for 2012, total car score of 84.44. And as you noted earlier, the Ford Flex is such a wonderful vehicle. I mean, it's kind of station wagon-like, and but personally, I like it a lot. I mean, if you need to move a lot of people around, this vehicle is extremely well done and offers some great options, including that refrigerator and lots of other cool goodies as well.
Yeah, it's a great vehicle. It's kind of cool looking. I like how it drives. What's impressive about the Chevy Traverse is that this vehicle is about to be refreshed for 2013 substantially. So it's really been out in the same basic format for several years, and it's still the top scoring vehicle in that category, which really shows how right they got it the first time out.
In the small truck category, the winner is a 2012 Honda Ridgeline with a total car score of 78.64. The Ridgeline has been around for a while, but seems to have found, you know, its own niche. It's a unique vehicle, not for everybody, but certainly extremely well done.
It's not a typical compact truck by any means, but I think it's got such a wide range of functionality that it's able to appeal to a wide range of buyers beyond just the traditional small truck buyer.
In large trucks, the F-Series from Ford continues to dominate, along with the Tundra from Toyota, both outstanding vehicles there, Carl.
Yeah, and the Toyota, again, like the Honda, it's not a traditional truck in by any means, but it's a good counterbalance to something like an F-Series in that it's very refined and it's got a lot of capability, even if it doesn't have the wide range of options like the F-Series.
The top-scoring luxury sedan or wagon, the Infiniti M, one of the benchmark total car score winners, and the Hyundai Genesis, which is a great value in V6 or V8 form. You can get a lot of bang for the buck in both of those vehicles.
Yeah, they're both really packed with high value, and they're relatively recent designs that have done very well.
And I skipped over the entry-level luxury sedan and wagon, not to be overlooked at all, the 2012 CTX from Cadillac. There's a vehicle that really has redefined the category for an American manufacturer, and love the V-Series, and can't wait to see the next generation.
Given that the car goes up against things like 3-Series and A4s and Infiniti Gs, for it to kind of have a higher industry assessment score than those really says a lot about the CTS.
In the realm of ultra-luxury cars, we pointed out earlier, the Lexus LS and LS Hybrid was the winner there. In the entry-level luxury SUV and crossover realm, the Cadillac SRX and the Audi Q5 did quite well, and both of those are extremely well done. I like the second generation of the SRX so much better than the first.
Yeah, they've got the engine right this year, too. It's really a good car now.
And skipping to a couple of my favorite categories, high performance, the Taurus Show and the Golf R, and, of course, the Audi R8. And for more information, visit TotalCarScore.com. Carl Brower, thank you so much for your time here today.
Thank you, Bob. Great being on.
We'll get him back real soon with us. You can guarantee that. I'm Bob Long, and this is Auto World. Don't go away.
For the latest new car reviews, automotive news, and industry trends, check out thelongdrive.com. You'll also find interviews with car company executives and designers. All this and more at thelongdrive.com. Isn't that right, Lucy?
24 hours a day, 7 days a week, AutoGeek.com is the web's hot stop for all things car, truck, and motorcycle. Go there now.
Hi, this is Bob Long, semi-world-famous automotive radio guy. When I pull the Auto World radio show over for a commercial break, I head straight to my computer so I can check out what's happening in the automotive world on AutoGeek.com. You'll find the latest products, an event calendar featuring cruise-ins, swap meets and shows, individual members' ride photos, news, huge automotive search engine, do-it-yourself tips, club listings, and more. It's all at AutoGeek.com.
Would it save you time to get the best quality water filters and the best quality storable foods from one company? You bet it would, and now you can at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Big Berkey water filter products and great-tasting, long-lasting, storable, wise foods are both now available on one website, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Wise foods, ready-to-eat meals are packed in airtight nitrogen pouches and come with a 25-year shelf life. Big Berkey water filters are powerful enough to purify purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water. Combine Berkey water filters with Wise Foods for an unbeatable preparedness combination. Get free shipping on every order over $50. And GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit Big, B-E-R-K-E-Y, waterfilters.com. Or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Or go to BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com.
Did you know that 50% of heart attacks are brought on by infections? Did you know that hospitals are breeding grounds for antibiotic-resistant bugs like MRSA? The environment is infected with parasites, and the mild winter means ticks with Lyme disease, mosquitoes with West Nile virus, and cold and flu viruses will be on the rise. Protect yourself with Nature's Natural Antiparasitic, Antiviral, Antifungal, Antibiotic, Allicin, the Heart of Garlic. Get concentrated protection with Alli-C and Alli-Van from AffinityHealthProducts.com. One capsule of Alli-C equals 40 cloves of garlic or 100 garlic pills. With no garlic breath, Alli-Van has Allicin in spray, liquid, and cream forms with three times more strength than leading brands and costs less. Go to AffinityHealthProducts.com, spelled A-F-F-I-N-I-T-Y, HealthProducts.com, or call 877-888-7126. That's 877-888-7126. Protect yourself with Alli-C or Alli-Van from AffinityHealthProducts.com.
Iodine protection packs from hempusa.org are now in stock for immediate delivery worldwide. Our iodine protection packs include micro plant powder, green life kelp, red palm oil, and our clear roll-on iodine that will feed the body the iodine it needs. All iodine protection packs are in stock. Save you money and ship for free in all 50 states. Visit hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
HempUSA.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system.
Microplant powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. Visit us at HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Giving your radio a broadcasted tune-up. This is Auto World and your host, Bob Long.
About a Mercury, I'm gonna buy me a Mercury and cruise it up and down the road. Well, the girl I love stole her from a friend. He got lucky, stole her.
You're listening to the recently held press days of the North American International Auto Show in Detroit. My name is Bob Long. We've been here having lots of fun talking to lots of cool people about incredible new offerings, world debuts, North American debuts, as well as looking back at 2011 and looking ahead to 2012. Right now, we're going to shine the light on some products from General Motors, and to tell us all about it is Jeff Luke, who's the executive director, vehicle line executive for global trucks, vans, and crossovers. Jeff, it's a pleasure to meet you, and thank you so much for your time.
Yes, hi, Bob. Thank you for having me here today.
Let's talk a little bit about the lineup from General Motors in these areas. I mean, certainly when you look back at some recently introduced products, let's talk about SUVs. For example, the Equinox and the Terrain. Those have been big hits for GM. I'm sure you're getting some great response from owners and dealers alike.
Yeah, they're great products in the midsize crossover segment, the Chevrolet Equinox and the GMC Terrain. The value proposition of great fuel economy, great safety, great styling, great ride and handling performance, all of those at a great price have really resonated with the customers, and we couldn't be more happy with those products, and we continue to see great sales.
And certainly, I have a friend that owns the previous generation Cadillac SRX. He's very pleased with it, but he wishes he had the new one because the new one is just that much cooler.
Yeah, it that's it has been just doing extremely well. We have set a sales record this past year, 2011, with the SRX. It continues to be a great luxury crossover, and you know, the value proposition for the Cadillac customer there is one that really resonates.
Let's talk a little bit about trucks. Certainly, there's a whole slew of offerings available from both the folks at Chevy and GMC, but the Silverado continues to be a perennial favorite, and the heavy-duty version, I know, has won some accolades from various publications and websites. How are the sales these days of trucks, both light-duty and heavy-duty?
Yeah, great question. The Silverado and the Sierra, both light-duty and heavy-duty, the pickup lineup continues to be very strong. You know, as you indicated, the heavy-duty lineup, both in the gas and the diesel segments, you know, if you look at the performance against our competitors, continues to be all-in-all, you know, doing very well, and the vehicles, based on their performance, are being rewarded for it.
That's great. And let's talk a little bit about the retention of pickup truck buyers. It seems like when it comes to this particular portion of the marketplace, folks are extraordinarily loyal to the brand.
Yeah, it's a great great observation. You know, it's fierce loyalty here to the brand, and you know, our promise, my personal promise to the Chevrolet Silverado or the GMC Sierra owner is one about, you know, I am absolutely standing behind the performance of the truck, and you know, it needs to meet its promises of performance and durability and reliability, and that's a key cornerstone for us, is to ensure that the quality, reliability and durability are first and foremost there in their whole experience, because most of these people use these vehicles you know, for their living, and the truck has got to be there when they need it.
It makes a whole lot of sense. Jeff, here in Detroit, we've seen the introduction of a brand new Buick crossover vehicle. Buick continues to surprise lots of folks, and I know the folks within Buick are particularly excited about this crossover vehicle. Tell our listeners a little bit more about this offering.
Yeah, we're really excited for the Buick showroom, and we recently announced the Verano in the compact car segment, adding a smaller luxury car to the Buick lineup. The Encore, as you've noted, is the compact luxury Buick SUV that we're adding, and we've announced today. We're extremely excited about this offering. It will sit very proudly beside its larger cousin, the Buick Enclave, with the same value proposition. Mm-hmm. Extremely quiet, tuned, luxurious ride, great safety. It's just going to be a real winner, we believe, and we're going to sell it here in the North America market, and as well, we believe it'll be very successful in the Chinese market.
Jeff, it's a really interesting time in the automotive world. I mean, if you went back 100 years in automotive history, back then there were actually steam-powered vehicles, there were electric vehicles, there were hybrid vehicles, combination of electric and gasoline, and of course there was all kinds of varieties of fuel, and here we are more than 100 years later, and we've got the same situation going on. We've got plug-ins, we've got hybrids, we've got electric vehicles, and in the area of fuels, you guys are doing some very interesting things, particularly in the commercial market with CNG and LNG. Tell us about that.
Yeah, great great observation there. The in the full-size truck and van lineup, we are in the market today. Customers can purchase a CNG van or an LPG powered van. And we'll be coming to market this year with a bi-fuel, a CNG gasoline combined heavy-duty pickup. So we are we're really excited about being able to offer these choices to the customer. Energy diversity is very important, and we need to be able to provide solutions to the customers so that you know that it helps them with specifically in the commercial area, their cost of ownership. These fuels generally are less costly than today's conventional gasoline options, and so cost of ownership is a big important factor, and we want to be able to provide these solutions.
Jeff, how long have you been with General Motors?
I've passed 25 years at the company.
Perfect. I'm just wondering your feelings about the brand. It's been through a lot, but it seems in talking with folks like you and some of the other members of the various teams, there's a renewed enthusiasm. There's a lot of car guys and girls at the helm, and it seems like you guys are on a roll.
Well, for me personally, since the day I started, and I can remember that day very vividly, I have loved working at General Motors and all the assignments I've had. I'm responsible for trucks and vans and crossovers today, and these are vehicles that I absolutely love. I pour my heart and soul into these things, and I think you hit the nail right on the head there. The people who are in the company today feel that same passion for ensuring that we're doing great products that meet the customer's expectations and aspirations. And every morning when I wake up, I'm so excited to get to work and be working on these opportunities. It's an exciting time.
Excellent, Jeff. Luke, thank you so much for joining us, telling us all about all the trucks, the vans, the crossovers, and lots more. He's the executive director for a group of all those different entities, the vehicle line executive, again, for Global Trucks, Vans, and Crossovers. Thanks for being a part of our broadcast here from Detroit.
Thanks very much, Bob.
We'll take a time out, and then more coming your way.
Want a clean, shiny car? Try the latest new technology, Wash Drops. No hose, no rinse, all you need is one bucket of water. Wash Drops' advanced scientific formula is amazing. Simply wash with a clean sponge and wipe dry. Buy Wash Drops today, exclusively on Amazon.com. Check out YouTube and WashDrops.com. Wash Drops, the smart solution.
Guys, remember when you were 18 with boundless energy and the stamina to do anything, anytime? Wish you could have the testosterone of your teenage years with the experience and skill you have today? Now you can with Progene Daily Complex. Progene is an all-natural herbal supplement that helps men naturally produce more testosterone. Right now, you too can try a free month's Progene supply absolutely free. 800-917-8523. Supplies are limited. 800-917-8523. 800-917-8523. Shipping and processing fees apply.
How's your pH today? Are you acidic? How alkaline is your blood and body? What is the pH of the water you drink? We are AlkaVision, and we have the answers. Drinking pure, high-alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining vibrant health and high energy, because bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline, high pH environment. If your drinking water isn't at a pH level of 8 or higher, boost it with AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops. Our unique formula will alkalize your water, ridding your body of harmful toxins and acid, and help regain energy and health. Simply add 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops to help your body rid itself of acidic waste, increase oxygen, and raise the pH of your body to optimal levels. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com, spelled AlkaVision.com, or call 800-518-7615, 800-518-7615. Alkalize your body, supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com.
If you owe the IRS money you can't pay, then listen carefully, because you already know that the problem won't go away by itself. You can get help today from the leading tax expert in the country, Dan Pilla.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. The IRS isn't going to just forget about you.
Right now, the IRS is hiring thousands of tax collectors to go after delinquent accounts just like yours. That's why you need to take action today, and I can help. I take a simple but proven approach to solving your tax debt problem. First, I stabilize collections so you don't have to worry about wage and bank levies. Next, I build a detailed plan to get your debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even eliminated. Finally, I work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. So call now for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829.
Dan Pilla will solve your tax problem, guaranteed. He's helped thousands of people, and he can help you, too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
Love gardening but don't love seeing your hard work destroyed by wildlife? Then use the number one most effective deer and rabbit repellent you can buy, PlantSkid. PlantSkid repellent protects gardens, trees, and landscaping by emitting an odor that browsing animals associate with predators. So animals avoid plants before they nibble, not after. PlantSkid is made in the U.S. from non-toxic, 100% organic, environment, and pet-friendly ingredients. Other repellents wash off in the rain, not PlantSkid. It's guaranteed to outlast all other repellents. PlantSkid was the first animal repellent to be OMRI listed organic and now comes in liquid spray, powder concentrate, or easy-to-use granular. Just sprinkle around your garden. For proven protection from deer, rabbits, squirrels, and other small rodents, use PlantSkid. Member tested and recommended by the National Home Gardening Club. Find a dealer near you at PlantSkid.com. That's PlantSkyDD.com. Ask about our new vole repellent when you call 800-252-6051. That's 800-252-6051. PlantSkid. Proven plant protection guaranteed or your money back.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Hi, this is Jay Leno, and you're listening to Auto World with Bob Long.
Well, watch out there, how you drive that Cadillac there. I'm telling you, ain't got a fine machine.
Broadcasting from the floor of the 2012 North American International Auto Show, my name is Bob Long. Thanks so much for being here. I'm sitting alongside right now a special guest from General Motors. It's my pleasure to welcome Jim Federico, who is the vehicle line executive for small and electric vehicles for General Motors. Hey there. It's great to see you, Jim. How you doing?
Great, Bob. Good to be here.
Well, it certainly has been a great year of success for the folks at General Motors with a variety of products. Let's begin by talking about the Cruze from Chevrolet. Not only has this vehicle done well here in the United States, but this vehicle, I understand, has done well all over the world.
That's right. Since we started making this generation of the Cruze, we've already sold over 1 million vehicles worldwide.
Wow, 1 million vehicles
over
worldwide.
1 million vehicles.
So North America, is that the number one place, or who's leading the charge?
Actually, if you look at the Asia, is probably, depending on when you take a look at the numbers, is number one. U.S., we just completed North America. We built 231,000 and sold those in the last year. We also, in the other regions, we have a station wagon version, a hatchback version, in addition to the four-door sedan.
That's fantastic. Another vehicle which I understand has rolled out quite well, a very stylish, very well-equipped small car. It's the Sonic from Chevrolet. Tell us the success story there.
Yep, so far so good. The Sonic, too. Also, we started that in a few other countries first, in Asia and Europe, and it's been doing well. But very quickly after that, we started production here. In fact, the only U.S. small car or domestic small car built in the United States. So it's right not too far away from where we are here at the Orion Assembly Plant in Lake Orion. So we have that. And, oh, by the way, in that same assembly plant is the Buick Verano, which I'm sure you want to talk about, too. So Sonic has taken off quite well. The press, the journalists are considering it one of the best small cars produced. And we have both a hatchback and a notchback. So both of them are taking off quite well, probably a 50-50 split, and a much younger demographic, which we were interested in.
Certainly, it's very important to attract the younger demographics, and you guys seem to be doing that with a wide variety of products. And a lot of conquest buyers seem to be coming over to General Motors, and that's good news.
Yep. Especially in the Buick world, a lot of conquest buyers. And as you're familiar with, we just launched not that many weeks ago the new Buick Verano, and that's a luxury compact, which today, domestically in North America, the only companies that have really been in there has been the Volvos, the Audis, and so on. So we believe we're the first true domestic to come in with a luxury compact sedan. The Verano fits really, really well, and we believe as that market grows, people are interested in a beautiful, quiet, well-balanced fuel economy versus acceleration, premium execution car. The Verano stands really tall. So real pleased. And now we're adding, which we'll reveal here tomorrow, the new Encore, the Buick Encore, which will be a small crossover, a small luxury crossover. Again, our market, we think, today is sort of empty relative to North America, but we also see it growing at a decent rate. And again, we're going to be the first domestic in there, and actually even the true competition for this type of vehicle really sits in Europe today. It's really more in a Audi Q3 or a BMW X1. It's really not here, even though we have to believe eventually they will come, and we'd like to get a foothold on that, and we're real pleased. You'll see that tomorrow as a good reveal, and a lot more details on it. But as we look at the Buick customers, we think they can come in and say, I love the idea of this new Buick, quiet, beautiful, well-balanced, premium, and I don't know if I want a luxury sedan or a luxury crossover, so we'll have those at the small side and all the way up to the large, in other words, the Enclave and the LaCrosse. And in the middle is our true sports sedan, which is the Regal, like the new Regal GS.
And the Regal GS is certainly a vehicle that has surprised lots of journalists with their reviews, and I would imagine you're probably getting some great feedback from some of the new buyers. I imagine a lot of conquest buyers. This is a Buick that we haven't seen perhaps ever from the brand.
That's correct. And the conquest buyers for LaCrosses, for the Regals, has been probably one of the largest we've had in any of our divisions. So it's very, very encouraging, and we believe we've hit the mark. I think the brand characteristics we've put in these new Buicks is here to stay.
Let's talk about a vehicle which has taken home so many awards over the last year, and that's the Chevrolet Volt. There's been some mixed reports about the sales of the vehicle, but I know that you're building it in pretty small quantities. Kind of set the record straight. How has the Volt been doing?
Actually, from a sales perspective, many of us didn't expect it to go like a rocket. It's a new technology. Still to this day, many people are having a hard time understanding that it's an electric vehicle with an extended range gasoline engine. So it's tough for them to understand, and when are they interested in. So we knew it would be a slow growth, and the slow growth is occurring. We finished up the year approximately 8,000 total built in sales. We also throughout the year, went from a small number of states to finally all the states that you can buy it in. Still to this day, every dealer just has one or two vehicles outside of normal ordering. So there's not a lot out there. We went through some fun in the last month or so. Relative to some concerns out of our brothers in NHTSA and others. We've now been through that and reacting appropriately, and every car is still doing well. Even through some of that, the sales through the month of December barely had a dip. So we're pretty pleased, and we think we are both capacity and continued education to the public of what this vehicle is all about puts us in a pretty good position for this new year, 2012. At the same time, as you may have heard from Mark Royce, President of North America, we will continue to align demand with capacity or capacity with demand.
That certainly makes a lot of sense. Sounds like it's an exciting time to be at General Motors, an invigorated General Motors. I've talked to a number of executives today, and it seems like all you guys are really excited about what's going on.
I think it's it is a new GM. I'll call it the best of the old with a lot of new. And many of us that have been around a long time couldn't be more excited.
That's excellent. Let's talk a little bit about some of the unique things that you've been doing in the areas of reaching out to younger folks. You've been clinicking, I understand, a lot of vehicles with some really young demographics.
Yes, we actually have, if you saw the Chevrolet reveal this morning, we actually have a couple models that we've been working with the definitely under 30 crowd, as they call the new group, the Millenniums. And we've been getting a lot of input. If you go back to what we did, I want to say it was four years ago or so, where we came out and we had, both on the internet and the shows, we had a Chevy Beat, Chevy Track.
Oh, yeah, I remember those, yeah.
And remember we reached out for input on the internet, right down to naming, to what the car should have, which one looked like the best styling. We're taking that to the next level, and we're utilizing this set of vehicles. So you may have saw the R130 and the 140 and so on, and it is information that we've been dealing with a very strong and influential group of younger, less than 30 demographic potential buyers. What are they looking for in a vehicle? Right down to what kind of a propulsion system, what type of value, price, interior, exterior, connectivity, how they work with their phones, and we've got excellent input to the point of you saw a couple of our concept design models based on their input. And we will continue to work with them. It sets us up with great knowledge for our next generation version of almost all our small cars because their interest is huge in small cars.
Well, it's all good news. And, Frank, I want to thank you very much for stopping by our broadcast locale and telling us all about it. We look forward to getting out there on the floor and checking it out.
Okay, Bob, thank you much for the time.
We'll step aside, and then more coming your way. From Detroit, I'm Bob Long.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. If you own an Apple iPhone and love to listen to your favorite programs on GCN, I've got good news for you. I'm proud to announce that GCN has a brand new iPhone app available for our dedicated listeners at GCNlive.com. Listen to your favorite hard-hitting GCN programs live or on demand right on your iPhone. And the best part? The GCN iPhone app can be yours absolutely free. Download the iPhone app today by clicking on the banner at GCNlive.com. Again, that's GCNlive.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.